Right you are. Get those car care questions ready for ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you. I assume that you and your crews have at Lloyd's have had another busy week, and that's good, isn't it?
That is good. Some days it's overwhelming, as
yeah.
you know,
oh,
but
yeah.
it's, yeah, busy week is good. You know, it's funny, it's been a long, hot summer, and it seems like this week we've seen the consequences of that in some pretty significant engine repair.
What, for example?
Oh, like head gaskets and, you know, actual mechanical breakdown in the engine. So there's been some big engine teardowns going on this week, and we just kind of have attributed it to the fact that it was a long, hot summer, and things are showing up now as the weather cools off, and you know, with temperature change has a big effect on cars, and it seems to be that that's what's going on.
Are we, and you and I have talked about this a number of times, are we as drivers kind of paying less attention because so many of our newer vehicles, they're almost bulletproof, if you pardon the expression. I mean, they run so well, and there's rarely major problems. Do we forget about that? Changing oil, checking tires, things like that?
Well, I don't think that's exactly what we're seeing, no. You know, I can't say that I blame it on anything other than that. You know, it's just wear and tear, and things have, you know, worn out, and that happens. And temperature seems to have a big effect on that.
Hmm.
And so, I think most of our customers have do take good care of their cars, and they do bring it in for their normal maintenance. And so, I can't say that that's what it is, but. We just have seen a lot of that this week, coincidentally.
Well, yeah, well, let's look at what's going on around the world, just weather-wise. I mean, with fires and volcanoes, I mean, you name it. We're seeing a lot more and a lot of hot weather here. Look at how many records have we broken. By the way, if you have any kind of a vehicle problem and you have to bring it into your favorite dealer, your favorite shop for service, don't wait. Give Dan a call or send Dan a text, same number, 651-461-9226. Dan will be with us for about another half hour, so don't wait. If you think about it and think of a question, send it to us either by phone or by text. Again, 651-461-9226. Texter said this, Dan, and maybe they thought that we could receive a picture, a photo, which we cannot, via text. It says, in November of 2013, I brought my 2008 Corvette to Lloyd's. Here's Dan performing the oil change. Well, I don't see a picture, but we assume that you did that back 8 years ago or so.
Well, I have worked on a Corvette or two in my career, that's for sure. So that doesn't surprise me that they might have a picture of that.
I wonder how many oil changes you've done in your life. Holy man! When you worked for your father, you did some then too, right?
Yeah, starting at age 15 or 16, I was doing that, and I've been doing it ever since. So it's a lot of them. That's for sure.
Lost count. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that. Speaking of making an appointment at Lloyd's, I want to do that because last winter, my wife Sandy was visiting her family in southern Minnesota, and called up and said, my truck won't start. Well, it's an original battery, and it took AAA, you know, 2 seconds to come and just, you know, get it going. But it's due, I think it's due for a new battery, so I got to get in to see you guys there, you know, before the winter hits. Batteries last what? I mean, somebody should pay attention with me. This one is 5, maybe 6 years old now.
Yeah, I think that's right on schedule. I think if it's 5 or 6 years old, that's the time to start thinking about a new battery. And you know, Denny, with all of the parts supply problem that's going on around the world, I have not heard anything about batteries being in short supply.
Oh, yeah.
But they are in short supply in a normal severe cold snap. So I'm wondering if that's just going to be compromised even more this year severe cold snap. So I'm wondering if that's just going to be compromised even more this year with the supply of the supply chain issues that the world is having.
Huge.
So huge. I think you would be smart, Denny, to get that soon so that you don't get stuck where there's no availability.
I think I'll see you in the next week or two. How's that?
I think you should. Yep.
All right. This texter says this, Dan, speaking of batteries, the battery in my vehicle is located under the passenger seat. Can I hook a battery tender up to the terminals under the hood, or do I need to connect it directly to the battery?
No, you can connect it anywhere in line. That'll work out just fine. When you're jump-starting a vehicle, of course, the best place to jump-start it is right at the battery. But the reason that they put the terminals out under the hood is because you don't have access to it. But just know that that's not as efficient. The longer the run between the power supply and your battery, you lose amperage in that process. And so it doesn't jump as well, but the purpose is for you to be able to jump it and to charge the battery. And so I think if you want to put a battery tender under the hood, that'll work just fine.
All right, very good. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan takes his leave a little close to 7:45 this morning, making way for Jack Farrell. So call in your question or send a text. You don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead to do it. Any question related to your vehicle will do at 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Back with more car care here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And right now in the Twin Cities, we still have a few clouds. Temperature reading 67 degrees. We're going for 72. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show with Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Now, exactly, Dan, where is Lloyd's Automotive for our new listeners located?
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan takes his leave, which is going to be in about 20-some minutes from now. So if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Just give Dan a call or send Dan a text if that's easier. That number is the same, 651-461-9226. Here's another text, Dan. If a vehicle like a 2009-2010 Silverado has been sitting, what do you suggest, didn't say along, maybe since then, what do you suggest doing? Does it need all the fluids, brake pads, spark plugs, wires, changed out the gasoline? What about the tires and rims? Thanks again for your help today. Great show is the comment.
Yeah, no, I actually think that's probably being excessive. I don't know how long they're talking about. If it's been sitting for 10 years, then we'd have to do some inspection of all of those things that you listed and see what the condition is. Hopefully, the fuel is still in good enough shape where the car will start and run. And if it does, then perhaps what you would like to do is get it out on the road and get that gas burned out of there. That's the easiest way to get the gas out of there and dispose of it. If the car still runs on it, then I think if you use it up, that's the best thing that you can do. And then fill it up with a good clean fuel and perhaps put an additive of some sort in there just to get the system all cleaned out. And then if the brake rotors, if it's been sitting in a damp garage or something like that, and if the brake rotors have gotten rusty, that'll need to be dealt with. And then all of the other fluids will need to be checked. We'll have to look at the condition of those and decide if they need any attention. But I think the big thing still comes down to if it starts and runs, then I think the spark plugs and spark plug wires and all those sorts of things are probably still just fine. And we'll start plugging away at some of the tune-up and maintenance type stuff as time goes along.
You know, we get texts or calls from folks who want to have questions about, you know, storing cars, cars sitting over the winter, et cetera. Can you, and I know I do it in the small engine stuff, but can you put, if you're going to store a vehicle and you fill it up with fresh gas, can you put a correct amount of, like, stable in it? I mean, is that, you can, in a regular vehicle as well.
Yes, you can and you should.
Okay.
Yes, if you're going to store a vehicle, you need to, you want to keep the gas as fresh as possible. That's the best situation. But if you're not going to be able to keep the gas fresh, if it's going to age, then you'd like to add some sort of stabilizer so that it'll maintain its chemical composure, you know, the way it is.
Won't turn to varnish.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting question. Do you or your crew have to wear special gloves when working on electric cars?
You do.
Yes, oh, really?
Yes, that is a good question. Yes, they're very high voltage, and you do need to be very, very careful when you're, for example, changing the battery on an electric vehicle or on a hybrid. Yes, but yes, there are special gloves that and they're just protective gloves so that you don't get electrocuted. It's not unlike the you know, the guys that are working on the power lines, they need to wear protective equipment also, just in the event that you get something crossed. It is certainly enough voltage to kill you, and so you do have to be careful.
Wow, interesting question. I didn't even think about that. Speaking of electricity, this texter says, I think, and I don't remember your answer, your comment, but it says, I think Dan meant to say voltage. Amperage doesn't drop over distance, but voltage does.
Thank you for your input. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
All right. Very good.
You know that we've talked about that. You know, Danny, and with relating to electricity, I in my mind I compare it to a garden hose, and so the you know, the voltage is the pressure, and the amperage is the volume, and you know, at my age, we get confused once in a while and get stuff backwards, but I still know what I mean.
Now, years ago, it was recommended if you're working on a vehicle, don't wear jewelry. Is that kind of because you can, if you're working with batteries, I don't know if that's still true today.
That is true, and I have done that.
Oh, really?
I have had my wedding ring on. And I have crossed it. I've crossed the dipstick to the battery, you know, touched the dipstick against the positive cable on the battery. And yes, that has gotten in, and it happens very quickly. You'll be amazed how quickly it happens, where the ring on my finger got hot enough to actually burn me. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I had to quickly get the ring off before it got too tender and sore, and then had to let it heal. But yes, that's true. And the other thing too is that, you know, with a ring, for example, or a necklace or a bracelet or something like that, you don't want to get it caught anywhere where it gets a hold of it and drags your arm or your head or your whatever hand into something or some place that it does not belong.
Speaking of gloves, I was thinking about that earlier text about special gloves and working on electric cars. Not to mention brand names like mechanics wear, but I mean, are technicians like you or your crew, do you wear gloves? You know, protective gloves.
I don't as often as a lot of the guys wear gloves, like you would see in a hospital, for example. They wear those light gloves, you know, to keep their hands soft and clean and safe from all the chemicals. And a lot of the guys wear them 100% of the time. I don't wear them quite that long. In the old days, we never wore gloves. That you know, they just didn't have good quality gloves where you could wear them and still be able to do the job that you're trying to do. But nowadays, yes, most of the, especially the young guys, wear gloves a lot of the time. For sure, if you're using any of the significant chemicals like carburetor cleaner or brake cleaner or anything like that, then for sure you want to wear gloves. And also because that stuff will, you know, will leach through your skin and get into your bloodstream, and you don't want that, you know, you don't want to have that sort of exposure. So yes, wearing protective gloves is a really good idea.
Interesting. All right, Dan, we're going to take a break for that forecast. Let's see what the weather folks have to say about this coming week. Looks pretty good. I don't think there's much rain in it, but we'll talk about that. And there's still a few minutes left in the show, so if you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, don't wait. Send Dan a text or call if you want to chat with Dan. Same numbers, 651-461-9226. Back with more CCO's Car Care Show after the weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO, celebrating a birthday today. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, helping you out as he's done for about 26 years here on CCO Radio. Dan, we have a caller. We have texters to help out this morning before we run out of time. Let's do that. Michael, I think, is first up here and calling from Minneapolis. Michael, you're on with Dan Burns.
Good morning. I have a 2010 Chevy Impala, 3.5 liter, about 200,000 miles on it.
Hey, Danny.
Hello? Dan.
Yes.
I'm here, Michael.
Hi, Michael. I don't know. Dan may be having trouble with his system.
Okay. All right, I'll stand by.
Are you there, Daniel?
You know, I can barely hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I tell you what, Michael, just pose your question. I'm not sure what the issue is here.
Okay.
But go ahead and give us your question.
Okay, so I have the 2010 Impala, 200,000 miles. I only have reverse now. What I've done so far is I replaced the transmission control module and went through the process of what they recommended to reset, and still nothing. So just wondering what Dan or you, Denny, could suggest.
I don't know if you picked up on that at all, Dan. Oh, I think we lost Dan, Michael. There's nothing of this high-tech stuff, live radio. I'll tell you what, let's do this, just to make sure. Are you able to send us a text with that information, Michael?
And to the same number I called?
Yeah, do that to the same number. What we'll do is, because we're going to be running out of time anyway, we will attack your question, the very first question of the show, next week, if that's okay with you.
So send
a text, 651-461-9226, and we'll get it taken care of for sure.
All right, Denny. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Michael, thanks for your patience. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to get this this issue. Dan, are you still hooked up? No. Maybe that was Michael. Dan is taking his leave. So let's do this. Let's invite our listeners to do that very thing. Any question that we did not attack this this show, we will start off the show like we like to do, so we don't leave anybody out. So if you have a question, you can still send a text to 651-461-9226. I tell you what, let's see if I'm able to do this. I could talk about the weather while I'm typing, and if I can do two things, chew gum and walk down the street at the same time. Let's see. Okay, don't usually do this sort of thing. And let's see if we are able to reconnect with Dan. We'll have about a minute or two to go in the meantime. So thank you for your patience. We'll see if my technical abilities are able to connect with Dan. In the meantime, while we're talking, I can tell you that it's 67 degrees, going to be maybe a rainy day, at least for a while today, with highs near 72. But I'll tell you what, low to mid-70s the rest of the week, maybe even 75 by Friday. Okay. I don't see any connection here. Dennis, let's do this. Let's pause and we'll make. Oh, okay. All right, Dan, we had a little technical glitch there. We are just about out of time. And I told Michael to send a text and we would answer his question next week when we open up the show. I have one quick one for you, though, if you will. It's a 2010 Nissan Quest minivan. The sliding doors once in a while gets stuck shut. Maybe sometimes when there's moisture. The question is, are you familiar with this problem? Is it something with the rubber gaskets? Do you know of a remedy? A 2010 Nissan Quest minivan sliding door getting stuck.
Yeah, you know, we have seen that. And sometimes it's in the contacts of the door themselves. When the door is in the closed position, there's some contacts that are connected, and sometimes it's as simple as cleaning up those contacts. And the other thing that we've seen is because the door is moving the way that it is, we've seen where the wiring can get cracks in it, and there can be trouble in the wiring. But it might be as simple as cleaning up those contacts, and that can take care of it often.
So for you guys, that's a pretty quick job, at least if that's the problem, if that's the solution.
If that's the problem, and of course it's a quick try. So what we would do is quickly try it, see if that does it. If that doesn't do it, then it'll get more involved. But, yes, that's a pretty simple solution.
Okay. Let's do one more, then we have to head out of here. This texter says has a grandson that has a used 2005 Audi. When he starts the car, both headlights are on, but within minutes one light goes off and never comes on again until he turns the car on again. What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably a connection problem, too. Quite often, when we put a new headlight in, we'll see on the headlight itself that at the connection it's been very hot, and you can tell that by it's discolored and the plastic around the connector has started to melt. And if that's the case, then what we do is cut out the old connector and solder in a new connector, and that'll take care of the problem. And I think that's probably what's going on. As the connector gets hot, then the connection gets bad, and then the headlight will go off. So usually that's what's going on, is it needs a new connector.
Okay, give that a shot. Dan, we have to head out of here. We'll correct any technical problems before we meet again next week. So have a good week. And we will chat and put things together for another show next week.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. You can find us at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul, or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
All right, good deal. And trust me that Lloyd's is much higher tech than we are at this end. All right, then have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, God willing, huh?
All right, thanks, Danny.
You betcha. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.